The fighting of the third day at Gettysburg began at first light with a renewed Confederate assault on the Union right at densely wooded Culp's Hill. But the attackers had no better luck this day than they had in the gathering darkness of the previous evening, and by 11 a.m. the battlefield grew ominously quiet. The peace was abruptly shattered about 1 p.m. when massed Confederate artillery opened fire, and for the next hour the two armies rained shells on each other in a terrifying cannonade. Then about 2:30, some 13,000 rebels under the command of George Pickett and Johnston Pettigrew stepped out of the woods along Seminary Ridge, formed battle lines, and began a steady advance against the Union center. Their objective was a copse of trees in the midst of Cemetery Ridge, and toward it they strode with a relentless will as Union shells decimated their ranks. Once across the Emmitsburg Road, they came upon enfilading fire from enemy riflemen on both flanks. Yet still they marched on, even unto the muzzles of the Federal guns. Across a low stone wall, the fighting was hand to hand, as the battle flags of both armies intermingled in a climactic melee. Then, its progress checked, the Confederate attack wavered and began to recede. Lee's gamble had failed. Quickly reassembling his forces, Lee anticipated a Union counterattack. When, after a day of waiting, the attack did not materialize, he disengaged and started his beaten army south on the night of July 4th.